بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. For those of you who aren't familiar with me, I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And as usual, I'm asking for a few minutes of your time. I just want to discuss with you something that I think we all need to really think about, ponder on, and change in our lives, in our households. And this is the issue of how we raise our children. Allah Ta'ala, He commands us in the Quran, talking to the Muslims, and Alhamdulillah, we're all in here right now Muslim. Allah Ta'ala, He commands, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Allah Ta'ala, He commands the believers, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire. Talking about the hellfire. Part of our families are our children. And a lot of times it's really, really, really bad when we come out of the masjid and we find our kids outside making a ruckus, doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Our neighbors are seeing us come and bring our children to the house of Allah, the place that we call the house of Allah. And they run out, busting outside the door, as though they were wild animals. Subhanallah. Is this the adab that we're supposed to be teaching our children that we have with the house of Allah? Yelling and screaming and arguing and fighting outside of the masjid. Forget out in the streets on a normal day or what our neighbors see from them coming in and out of our houses. Is this the dawah that we want to be giving to people? When we're telling them, come to Islam, come to our religion? Is this really the foot we want to put forth? Now, I don't even mean to talk about on the dawah side of things. But we're supposed to be raising our children so that they come up to be good adults and worship Allah Ta'ala. We're supposed to be instilling in them the akhlaq and the adab of the Muslim, the mannerisms, and make sure that they're carrying themselves the way that a Muslim carries themselves. So that what? So that they can gain Allah's pleasure. Yes, without a shadow of a doubt. For the purpose of giving dawah. Because everything that we do and they do is dawah. Especially in a lot of our countries. But if they use what they have and they do what they're supposed to do to gain Allah's pleasure, then this may save them from Allah's punishment. We can't leave our kids out in the streets and doing whatever they want to do, saying whatever they want to say, disrespecting adults, disrespecting their parents, and then say, okay, well, when that day comes and they leave the house, for us to say, okay, well, listen, I've done my job, you go and do what you want to do. If you become not so good of a Muslim, then that's on you. No. We have to raise them correctly so that when they get out there, when they get out from under our roofs, that they're in a situation to where they're trying to worship Allah, that they're trying to uphold Allah's commands, that they're trying to stay away from those things that are displeasing to Allah. And the way in which we need to do this, the majority of the time, because remember, the majority of us here and now, we weren't born Muslim. We were raised in families where we heard a statement. And we can't forget it now just because we're Muslim. But that statement, know that they do what you do, not what you say, it still applies. You tell your child all day long, worship Allah, pray, don't forget Allah's rights over you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, and you sit around the house and you don't pray. You sit around the house, Ramadan comes, you don't fast. And outside of Ramadan, you should still be fasting. We're Muslim. It's just not wajib on you. But these are examples that you should be setting forth for your children. You should be raising your children so that they're doing these things. They grow up doing these things. Being truthful. So that their lifestyle is a lifestyle that they're used to living, which is trying to gain the pleasure of Allah. We can't sit around not praying or basically being real lackadaisical with our salah and our fasting. We can't sit around being lackadaisical when it comes time to telling the truth and doing those things that Allah has commanded us to do and expect that our kids are going to do it just because we told them. Did that work with you when you grew up? Did that work with you when you were growing up? No, it didn't. You did what you saw those people that were over you doing. You saw them doing something and you did it, whether it was in front of them or behind their backs. You did what you saw. Know that your children are going to do what they see. And your responsibility is to raise them so that they do what they're supposed to be doing. You yourself need to be doing what you're calling your children to do. For your own good and to gain that relationship with Allah that we're constantly talking about. But also to set a good example for your children so that your children are busy gaining this relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Because we can't leave our children out there to go astray. We can't leave our children out there to be in a situation which they're gaining the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala instead of the pleasure of Allah. And we sure enough have a responsibility to Allah to obey His command when He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, O you who believe, save yourselves and your family from a fire. And one of the best ways that you can save your children and your family from a fire is to raise them correctly by being a good example to them. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who try to rectify our affairs. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those who seek repentance to Him day and night. And may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are good examples and nurturers and people who raise our children correctly upon the Quran and the Sunnah. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Wa astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.